This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Roughly 1 in 10 restaurants in the U.S. serves Mexican food. That is according to the Pew Research Center, which also found that 85% of U.S. counties have at least one Mexican restaurant, though those restaurants are concentrated in California and Texas. Reporting from Houston, the second largest hub for Mexican food in the country is Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall.
At Houston eatery Tamales Don Pepe, owner Rene Hidalgo stands behind the front counter.
I manage the place. I prepare the many of the salsas, the food.
This is his second Mexican restaurant in Houston. He began as a dishwasher and has seen the landscape of Mexican cuisine evolve in the Houston area since he moved here in the 1990s.
Now more people know that there's not just Tex-Mex, but there's so many other type of Mexican food.
His menu represents the bites he grew up with in Mexico City.
Sopes, huaraches, empanadas, all those are very typical from Mexico City.
The first Tex-Mex restaurant opened in West Texas in the 1880s. The Taco Bell franchise was born in the 1960s. And the Great Recession of the late 2000s was another pivotal moment, says Texas Monthly Taco editor Jose Rolat.
With that economic fallout, Americans specifically were looking for affordable foods. And they homed in on tacos.
And these eats are cheap. Around two-thirds of Mexican restaurants on Yelp were rated $1 sign for affordability, according to Pew Research. Though Rolat says these days, some folks are willing to dish out a lot more for their tacos.
Nothing stops Mexican food. Americans want it, and they demand it, and they will find it.
Mexican food is really the new American.
In his new Eatertainment Concepts, restaurateur Robert Thompson says he's centering Mexican food as he caters to a younger crowd.
Millennials were the first generation to prefer Mexican over Italian. Now Gen Z has done the same.
Younger generations who are also more likely to be Latino. But Houston chef Adan Medrano says the expansion of Mexican cuisine goes beyond simple demographics.
The chef owners and writers like myself, who are Mexican-American, native-born to this region, have gotten more education, more money, more access to capital.
And he says, besides flavor, people connect with the story of Mexican cuisine, which is rooted in North America.
The Native American roots of the Texas Mexican food go back to the first people to step on Texas soil.
He says, as Mexican dining becomes more connected to its origins, it's becoming even tastier. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.